This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While acknowledging the broad generalization I'm about to make, it is not too terribly far off base to say that working America is largely divided into two camps, blue collar and white collar. And that distinction between the two shows up now, especially it seems, in education and income and in politics. When it comes to fashion, though, the line is more blurry. Timberland work boots and Carhartt tees and Dickies overalls have gone mainstream. And you can buy workwear at farm and ranch stores, of course, but also in Soho, in New York City, just down the street from Prada and Louis Vuitton. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why workwear is so popular now for workers from plumbers to software engineers.
Fleet Farm is a regional chain in the Midwest. And well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Animal feed, tractor parts, and hunting gear. Chris McCool is regional vice president.
Very much farm store. In fact, the stores were based off of where the most, literally, cows were.
Wait, they would actually, like, total the cow population and go from there?
Based off of the census and cows, and that's where you'd build a store.
McCool says Fleet Farm's customer base, including at this store in Monticello, Minnesota, it's mostly farmers and exurban dwellers working on home projects. But in the past few years, he's seen more people coming into the store who, well, he thinks are probably not doing a lot of manual labor.
All of the high school girls want a men's Carhartt hat in the winter.
Beanies with a Carhartt patch that come in a rainbow of colors for $19.99.
Like, it is the most popular thing, and we can't hardly keep them in stock.
McCool shuffles through some popular logo t-shirts from workwear brands.
I joke about even like the Yellowstone effect, like everybody wants to look like the Duttons.
Call it the Yellowstone effect or the hipster effect. It seems like everyone is wearing workwear, including Rihanna and former President Barack Obama. Urban Outfitters even sells Carhartt crop tops, which are maybe, probably, definitely not made for operating heavy machinery. Of course, that was the original purpose of workwear.
Throughout most of the 1800s, clothes were made for people.
Peter Liebhold is a curator emeritus at the National Museum of American History.
You didn't go to a store and just buy a ready-to-wear piece.
Even farmers and laborers had their clothes tailored. It was expensive, so they needed durable pieces like blue jeans. That's actually how we got the term blue collar. And then, during World War II, Dickies made army uniforms, and Levi's made jeans for women who stepped up to work, called Lady Levi's. That was a start to workwear going mainstream. Fast forward to the 90s, when skaters adopted it for its tough material, and hip-hop adopted it for its tough look. Sarah Crockett is the chief marketing officer at Dickies.
You often saw Snoop Dogg repping the brand. That extended into music genres and other types, like Blink-182.
Lately, Dickies is seeing more mass market interest. Walmart is now one of its biggest retail partners. And in 2019, Dickies expanded its line of everyday clothing, workwear silhouettes in lighter fabrics and brighter colors.
It's a very simple product. That means that as a blank canvas, it can be the same pant styled five different ways or for five different usage occasions, and it looks completely different.
It's one reason why Jeremy Epstein in Brooklyn, New York, is a workwear collector. He's guessing he's spent around $1,000 on Carhartt alone in the last year. His style inspiration?
Elmer Fudd, yeah. You know, he's got the hat, he's got the big boots. You know, he's kind of an icon.
Epstein used to work on Wall Street. Now he's a college professor teaching audio for film.
I'm much more of a poser than a real, you know, American truck-driving guy, you know. My hammer loop rarely has a hammer in it.
One of his favorite pieces is a Carhartt bomber jacket made of heavy black canvas. On the back is a customized silkscreen design. It reads,
Effalent, E-P-H-A-L-E-N-T, which is how my daughter used to say elephant when she was little.
He's hoping since it's workwear, it'll last forever. In Monticello, Minnesota, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.